Welcome to the Birds and the Bees and the Bills, where we will be talking about how and why millennials face so much scrutiny on all aspects of their lives. Today I have here with me Kathy Lopez. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
She's a student at COC, and we're going to be talking about why millennials are so, why people judge millennials so much. Okay. So many of us have heard the statistics about how more millennials are living with their parents still, how they're not getting married, how they're delaying house buying, or like taking too long to start a family or start their lives, which according to them is all delayed longer than any previous generation. So according to our older generations, it's basically our own fault for either getting the wrong degree, spending more money than we make, or prioritizing the wrong things. So today I want to talk about these things and see if maybe millennials are to blame themselves or if society might just be a little too harsh on them. So for starters, do you think that millennials are to blame themselves?
You know what? I don't think so, because I think the generation before us, like my parents, they didn't have as much liberty as we do now in this generation. You know, we are not forced into marriage as many maybe generations before us were. You know, if you weren't married by a certain age or so, like, you were maybe looked down upon. And now it's like there's so much liberty, and we have our own voice and an own opinion, and we want to do what makes us happy, not what makes others happy, you know? So I feel like it's not our fault. It's just maybe the way we see things now, it's not how our parents would see it when they were our age, you know? So yeah, I think that's maybe why.
And why do you think they focus so much on like you're doing this wrong or stuff like that?
Because I think they maybe, as speaking for myself or my parents, my mom, she's very like, I don't want you to commit the same mistakes I did, you know? I'm like, well, if you don't let me make my own mistakes, I'm not going to learn, you know? So I can't do everything that she did when she was her age. I have to do it on my own and figure it out on my own. Like, I can't follow in her footsteps for everything, you know?
What's something that you feel that your parents' generation kind of, like, pushes you to do more than anything?
Why, what do you mean?
Like, do you feel like, as in your generation, like, do you feel like they're like, oh, well, at your age, I did this. Like, why aren't you doing this? Or why are you doing this differently?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Maybe I feel like, I don't know if it's more of a Hispanic thing or what, but then by your 20s, mid-20s, you know, they expect you to have your career, be married, you know, start a family. And I get that a lot. And I'm like, you know what? I'm still young. I'm still figuring out what I want to do. You know, yeah, I'm in college, but my mind has changed maybe twice being in college about my career. So, yeah, I think that was, what was that?
So do you think it's, because I've had a couple of guests on here, and I feel like it kind of has to do with the upbringing too, like the culture. Mm-hmm. Because of course, like Hispanic families, I feel like everyone that I've asked are like, oh yeah, well, my parents got married young, so they expect me to be married already. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's like life is so different now from before. Like you prioritize other things that don't involve like, you know, starting a family and stuff like that.
Right.
So that's kind of, it ties back to one of the stereotypes when people are saying like, oh, millennials aren't getting married anymore. Mm-hmm. They're not having kids. Like, do you think it's because they do prioritize the wrong things, or it's just the wrong things in their eyes?
I think it's because we prioritize our own things. As speaking for myself, I can barely take care of myself right now. Yeah. So let alone bringing someone else into this world and then taking care of them. I want to focus on my career and make sure that I'm financially stable first before anything, before starting a family, before, you know, even getting married, because that's one thing I maybe saw like the prior generation struggle with money. And I feel like maybe if they might have prioritized in making themselves happy and then getting their career started first before, you know, getting married and having kids and everything, you know, maybe they might have not been so financially struggling that way, you know. And that's something that I don't want. I want to be financially stable before I bring a kid into this world.
No, yeah, of course. And it's crazy because when millennials are talked about, it's like, oh yeah, they prioritize the wrong things. They pack a lot on their plate. You know, like, I don't know if you've heard, millennials are like supposedly always stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think it has to do with the fact that, like, they pack so much on their plate? Like, oh yeah, I could do all this, I could do all this. And then it's like they're left with, I actually can't do this, but I don't want to disappoint my parents and tell them that I can't do it all at once.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a big factor because, again, speaking for myself, for this last semester, you know, full-time student, full, like, working full-time hours, and then I go to church too, so it takes a lot of your time, and you don't ever, at least me, I don't ever want to feel like I'm disappointing my mom, you know, and telling her, I can't do this, you know, I'm so stressed out, you know. There's only so much that they can do as parents, you know. Of course, they support me and everything, but yeah, I don't want to disappoint them. And then so we carry on a lot, and I feel like most of the time we don't speak out about it. We just kind of keep it to ourselves and kind of deal with it quietly, maybe. At least for me, I do. I don't like to, you know, say out loud, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. Like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I just kind of have to figure it out on my own. But yeah, I feel like that's a big factor.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, of course. Like, even myself, like, my parents didn't go to school, so when I tell them, like, oh yeah, I'm going to school and I'm working, they kind of see it as like, oh well, you only go to school for like 2-3 hours in a day, like, how hard can it be? So it kind of leads to like them being like, oh well, you should be done already, like, you've been going all this time. So it kind of like, you know, we put a lot on our plate. If like I complain to my parents and I say, like, oh, like, school is stressing me out. Oh, well, then why do you work so much? Is what they tell me. So that's kind of like people, like, older generations are like, oh, you prioritize the wrong things. But then again, it's like, you know, you're just trying to do what's best for you, but in your own way. How do you think that's changed from, like, do you think they had someone telling them, like, oh, you're doing it wrong too? Or you think it's just, like, them focused on us?
That's a good question. I feel like my mom, you know, she didn't have a dad growing up, and then my grandma, her living in Guatemala, and my grandma here in the United States, she kind of struggled on her own, you know. And then my mom, she did go to college for a bit, but then got married at 17, had me at 17, you know. So it's a lot different, because for me, like, same thing, I'll tell her, like, oh my God, I don't understand this, like, she can't help me with my math or, you know, or anything like that. And same thing as you, when I tell her, I'm like, I'm so stressed out, like, I'm working so much, I have finals, I don't have time to study, you know. She's like, well, why are you taking so many hours at work? I'm like, well, I gotta pay the bills. You know, there's it's for a good reason that I'm working this much, is because I try to see how much I can handle, you know. And yeah, she didn't really have someone telling her, like, oh, it's gonna be okay, you know. She kind of figured it out on her own and then didn't finish school. And me, she pushes me to not be like that. She wants me to finish college, get a degree, you know, and everything, and she supports me. But I feel like she doesn't see the full picture of, like, me going to college, you know, going, staying in that class, so that lecture for 2 hours, and then worrying about having to go home, change, go to work, you know, and then coming home like at 11 o'clock and then still trying to find time to do homework and then wake up early in the morning again, you know?
And of course, like, life is, like, more expensive now than it was 20, 30 years ago. Like, and I feel like older generations are like, oh, well, yeah, I had a car, I bought a house at around your age. Like, why can't you do it? But it's more of, I'm kind of trying to get into, like, there's so much talk about millennials, like, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong. But most of the guests that I've had, their parents are super understanding, you know, like, aside from, like, all the stress and everything, like, they're like, oh, like, I got you, like, I got your back. Like, you don't, like, it's crazy that there's a stereotype that, oh, millennials aren't getting married, but every guest that I've had, their parents aren't pushing them for that. They're like, oh, you know, focus on yourself, focus on school. So where do you think these stereotypes are coming from, if not from the parents?
I feel maybe the generation prior to that, like my grandma, she's more of the one that's,
oh, yeah, oh, of course,
when are you going to get married, you know, this and that. And I'm like, granny, you know, give me a couple years, you know. My mom, she's always said, I don't want to be a young grandma. She's like, hold off, you know, finish college and everything. And yeah, she's mentioned it maybe once, like, oh, you know, when are you thinking of getting married? But it's more of like a joke. She definitely wants me to finish school, have a career, be, you know, financially stable and everything. But I think maybe it's coming from the generation prior to our parents, you know, because them, they were really getting married, like, young.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They were getting married, like, at our age. They had kids and everything.
Having, like, 10 kids and, you know, like,
everything.
Yeah. And well, it was more like, sorry to cut you off. No. It was more like the women, you know, staying home and cooking, cleaning for the husband and everything. And that's cool, you know. I'm not saying, like, that's not what I'm going to do for my husband, but I'm also not going to be a stay-at-home wife. And I think that's something different, too, that my grandma, like, her generation, they're like, what? Like, you don't want to be a stay-at-home mom? No, I want to have my career. I want to bring in some bread, too, you know, and that's...
Mm-hmm. I like how you brought up the kind of differences that are expected of, like, guys and girls.
Yeah.
Like, older generations are like, oh, yeah, the women have to stay at home, clean and cook, mm-hmm. and the men have to provide for the family.
Yeah.
So when you look at the generation and, like, the perspective of it, it's like guys are expected more to just work, bring money.
Mm-hmm.
So now with how... I guess educated women are getting, like, there's way more women in school than men.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, the difference is, like, really crazy. Like, it's big.
Yeah.
So do you feel like it's maybe because of those expectations too? Like, do you think it plays a factor in the decisions that young men and women make?
That the different roles that,
like,
women and men play? Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. I think if I got your question correct, you're saying, like, we're not getting married or like, because of the...
I mean, in, like, general, because of the roles. Like, there's different expectations for millennial men than women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, when I've, like, Googled it and everything, mm-hmm. I've seen that, like, oh, women are doing this. Women are going to school. They're not... That's why they're not getting married. It's mainly on women. Like, they're focusing more on this when they should be focusing on that.
Yeah.
But men aren't really talked about. It's like, oh, they could just do their thing and get married whenever they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, well, before, it's like, women weren't really worrying, like, oh, I have to finish my career, you know? I'm sure maybe some mm-hmm. did, but I feel like for the most part, like... They were thinking, oh, I'm going to get married and then he's going to provide for me and then we're just going to have kids and I'm going to clean and I'm going to make my husband happy. And I feel like now in this generation, it's like you said, a lot more women are in school, you know, there are a lot more women being professional, you know, dentists, doctors, you know. And it's things maybe we didn't notice before or it just wasn't happening before. It was more men. You know, when you think of a doctor, I feel like most people think of a man, a man, you know, and when they see a woman, they're like, what? And it's crazy that mm-hmm. that's so different because we're fully capacity, like we can do just as much as a man can do, you know? And I feel like that's maybe why we're not getting married as quick, because at least speaking for me, I'm not waiting for a man to come and, you know, sweep me off my feet and provide for me, you know, like when we can both build together, we can both make money together, you know?
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think that, why do you think that they're so focused on millennials, like, out of every generation? Like, there's a generation right under the millennials who is, like, they're kind of coming of age now, like, 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think that they're going to shift kind of more to, like, judge them and, like, talk as crazy about them as they do us? Or do you think they're just going to be focused on millennials?
I feel like... us as millennials, we're kind of the one that shifted differently towards the last generation, you mm-hmm. know? And then the generation after us, you know, I feel like maybe we're, like, making a way into change and they maybe won't judge them as hard as they're judging us because, like, if you think about it, we're the ones that were, like everyone says, we're so different, you know? Mm-hmm. We're not doing this and we're not doing that, like, just how, like, the other prior generations were doing, you know? I feel like every generation was... a little different, but us as millennials, I feel like we really, like, took a stand and we're really changing, you know? So I feel like maybe they will be judged, you know, because, you know, that's just the thing, but we're, like, making a way, we're making a change, I feel like, and I don't think that they'll get as much criticism as we did, you know?
Yeah, especially with social media. Social media has been brought up, like, many times,
mm-hmm.
How millennials kind of, like, not take advantage, how millennials kind of benefit from social media
mm-hmm.
to, like, speak their voices here and there.
Yeah.
It's made a huge difference in kind of, like, how they're influenced to make the decisions that they do. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of, like, older generations, you know, they're, like, they look at younger generations, like, why are you always on your phone?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it wasn't a thing back then. Mm-hmm. It's like, now you can do everything on your phone. You can do your homework on your phone. You yeah. can work off of your phone. Mm-hmm. And they kind of frown upon it because they're, what they use their phone for was just, like, to text and talk is kind of what they see it as.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's people, like, building careers off of their, social media and everything, mm-hmm. too. So when older generations see people on their phone, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a social media influencer. Mm-hmm. Like, older generations are like, what is that?
What is that, even a career?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you think that they're kind of, like, not understanding that?
I feel like because in their time, technology wasn't as advanced as it was as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about it, it's like, like you said, they were only using it to not text as much as call. Because I remember when I was younger, like, texting really wasn't a thing, you know. It's not until I started getting older, you know. So I feel like now so many people, like, as YouTubers, you know, making really good money, and, you know, if they make it, or, like, even Instagrammers or anything like that. So they maybe don't understand it because they weren't part of that when they weren't part of it when how do I say this? Like us, we grew into it. You know, it was something that was around. So we learned and we got with the program. You know, and, like, our parents and our grandparents are just like, oh, they're just, you know, wasting their brain cells on their phone. And it's like, no, some people are actually making a decent amount of money on this. You know, so I feel like they can't understand because it wasn't around during their time. You know, mm-hmm. they just see us as, oh, silly kids on their phone all the time. You know.
Yeah, of course. And even with careers, like, I know there's careers off of that now, like, actual careers in, like, college and university. I had a guest who wants to get into, like, public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me that when she told her parents, she was like, oh, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, you should be a doctor. You should mm-hmm. be this. You should be that. Has any older generation ever, like, questioned you, like, based off of what you want to do? What is your major, if you don't mind me asking?
It's dental hygiene.
Okay.
So I'm going into the dental field.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, thanks. I don't think I really got much of criticism from me because, you know, mm-hmm. dentists, you know, they're like, oh, okay, they think that's a stable career, you know, when it's like, no, not necessarily. You could be anything, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I got much criticism over that. I think maybe it was before when I was a little younger, I was like, oh, I want to get into, like, makeup and, like, mm-hmm. hairdresser and stuff like that. And I remember specifically my mom being, well, that could be, like, a side job, but what's going to be your career?
Yeah.
And I was like, what if I want to do that full time, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that time, yeah, I got a little criticism off that, but that was when I was younger. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything crazy that you've heard about millennials? Like, anything that any generation could have said, maybe younger, maybe older, like, oh, like someone, for example, said that she was gonna go buy avocado toast, and somebody was like, oh, like, that's why you guys can't afford a house, because you paid $13 for an avocado toast.
Oh my god. What I have heard, and I feel like they're like, oh, millennials are so lazy.
Yeah.
And with the marriage thing, too, I hear mm-hmm. that all the time. Like, oh, you know, your generation's not getting married. You know, why are you guys so scared of marriage? And it's like, we're, you know, some people just see it as a piece of paper, you know. Like, why do I need to, why do I need to say that I'm married to say that I'm in love with this person? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why does a ring, why does a signature or paper say that I'm in love with this person when we can just be together and be fine? Why is marriage such an important thing? Like, why is it so frowned upon when people don't want to get married? You know, some people think it's not everything, you know, in the world. Like, just like when you're in a relationship with a person, you could be with them for 2, 3, 4, 5 years and you're happy not being married.
Yeah.
You know, so why is it that past generations think, like, oh, you have to be married to be happy and to, you know, please everyone else? But okay, what about pleasing us and our relationship? What if we're happy just like this? You know, it doesn't mean that we don't love each other because we don't want to get married.
Yeah. Like, it's also a stereotype. It's funny that you brought up that they're lazy, because that is a big stereotype too. Like, oh yeah, millennials are lazy, that's why they're not up and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people also think that millennials are narcissistic only because of the fact that they have that kind of attitude, like, you know, I can do anything. I have my future ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
So when psychologists actually, like, you know, give therapy to, like, millennials and stuff, the number one topic brought up is that they fear of making the wrong decision, so they kind of, like, prolong it and don't make a decision at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's in relation to being judged, like, oh, they're going to think this of me if I choose this instead of this?
Yeah, I think since a lot of the past generations, their eyes are, like, really on us, you know, I feel like we're judged with every little thing that we do. So, yeah, of course, I feel like fear has a lot to do with it with making a decision, because, you know, like, oh, like, what if I'm frowned upon for doing this, you know? So it puts a lot of pressure on someone, you know, just, yeah, I think it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll ever get better? Do you see it getting better?
I don't know. Maybe if their focus shifts more on the generation after us, maybe, you know, so we won't have as much pressure on us, because other than that, I don't think so.
Yeah, a lot of people have said when I asked them that question, they're like, well, I think they'll probably just forget about us. Yeah. Or either that, or millennials are actually going to, like, you know, do their thing, and they just won't really pay attention to all the stereotypes in that.
Yeah.
Or it'll happen maybe when they break the stereotypes, like when they finally get married, when they finally buy a house. Yeah. It's like, I feel like older generations are kind of like trying to blame millennials for everything. Mm-hmm. That's happening, like how they bring up, like, oh, they're delaying buying houses, so the housing market dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of like looking for someone to blame, and it's like, oh, millennials are there, they're the next generation. Mm-hmm. But it's like, life is so different now.
Yeah. I mean, if you look for renting a house, it's so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's like, no. And maybe I feel like also because we're like, most millennials are like in their 20s, early 20s, you know, maybe once we're like in our 30s, you know, when it's realistically, maybe, you know, we can finally have like our career, you know, and once they see the change, once they see like we're actually making it, you know, maybe their focus will shift, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that stands out for millennials that you can maybe kind of like pinpoint, like, oh yeah, like it's something a millennial does, or it's something that a millennial would do?
I don't really know. I feel like we kind of just go out there and do what we want, you know, like what makes us happy. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah. What about the younger generation? When you see like younger kids, you know, like you can of course tell, like, oh yeah, they're so young.
Oh,
is there anything that stands out kind of from Generation Z?
You know what? It's funny because we're over here talking about older generations or past generations judging us. And I feel, at least for me, sometimes I go and judge the generation after us, because I'm like, oh my God, like, what are they thinking? What are they doing? You know? I see, because I have younger siblings, you know, and I'm just like, oh my God, this generation, like, how are they going to do it?
Because
I don't know. Maybe their focus is maybe somewhere else, and maybe because they're so young, mm-hmm. you know? But Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. So you have younger siblings. Do you feel like your parents like kind of like treat them different than you? Not just because they're younger, but like in general, like do you see a difference in like their upbringing rather than yours?
Yes. I don't know if it has to do with me not having a dad present. So my mom was mm-hmm. so hard on me. She was super strict on me. And now with my siblings, they have a dad and a mom present. So if mom says yes and dad says no, it's like, you know, it's a thing. But I feel like they're a little more spoiled, I would say. And they get away with things a lot more than I did. So, I do see a difference.
It's mm-hmm. crazy that you bring that up, because, you know, older generations are always looking down on younger ones. And they're like, oh, well, you guys have it so easy. Why aren't mm-hmm. you doing this?
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like there's always going to be an older generation having a certain opinion of a younger generation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just because, like, you know, everyone's always going to think, like, oh, my generation's doing things right.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it might change, but our generation will probably be way easier on the younger one, I feel, just because we're so used to, like, being judged and everything.
And criticized, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you want to share with us? Something random about millennials as we wrap this up?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.
I was happy to have you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Birds and the Bees and the Bills. I'm Arlene Adrela, and you're listening to KPCRadio.com.